coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is the Hagman Report for today. It's Wednesday, September 13th, 2023. We are at war. In the event that you didn't know, we are at war, folks. We're at war with enemies within the Republic. We are at war with the communists outside of the Republic, as well as, again, within. We are at war. I want to
Pew, pew.
Coming to a pew near you. Like Steve Quayle trying to rhyme things, right?
How'd you sleep last night?
How'd I sleep? I didn't sleep last night.
You got that nice, sleepy radio voice today.
I have to stop that because, I got a letter or an email from a tremendously nice woman who said, I listened to you at night. You put me to sleep. And I'm thinking, wait a second. That's not what I want to do. I mean, she was being real nice about it. She said, you got a great voice, and your voice puts me to sleep at night. It's reassuring. It's comforting. And
what's your nickname from your detractors?
I don't know. Which one? I mean, which
don't
nickname?
They call you Doug the Slug.
Oh, Doug the Slug. Yeah. All that. You know. I've heard them all, I've heard them all. All right. Have a great show lined up for you today. We may go into overdrive. Why? Because we can. That's why. Because we are at war. In case you haven't noticed, we're at war. The first thing I want to do here, and I didn't print out my show notes, which, what am I going to learn, right? Okay, so if you go to HagmanPI.com, in the program description for today will be the show notes. All the links to everything we're going to use today, I've got with me my good friend, my partner in crime, and to the FBI that are listening to this.
Randy the Slug. Oh, that doesn't rhyme.
No. You got to think of something better than that. But to the FBI listening to that, that's just obviously I'm
Dandy Randy.
Dandy Randy and Doug the Slug. There we go. And there's this piece of crap out in the West Coast that lives in the poo city of San Francisco who likes to remind me about events in my life, remind me about the loss of my son in ways that he thinks he's hurting me, that piece of crap, okay? But he doesn't have, I'm not going to name him because I really don't, I don't need yet another lawsuit, but to you, I'll say this, you don't have the guts to come to my door and say it to my face, so bugger off. Okay, if you go to HagmanPI.com, open up the show notes for today, and everything is there, but I want to direct your attention to, this would be page 2 in the show notes. This is resident at HagmanPI.com. I wrote this, and I want to open up with this. Oh, we did, you know what? We had a cold open that we didn't do.
I just wonder if you're going to notice that.
Yeah, I did.
I missed it because we were talking before the show. You got me off track.
Well, that's all right.
Oh,
bring Randy Taylor on. Come on. Let's do a split here. There we go. Randy, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine for being Dandy Randy.
Dandy
how are
Randy
you doing
and
there?
Doug the Slug. Well, you know
Doug
what?
Doug the Slug.
Not bad.
I was thinking more like Poncho and Lefty. Something cool,
I had a really, really great man. I mean, this guy, David, if you're listening, thank you so much. He sent me the opening to Bonanza. It's a 3-minute clip from Bonanza, the highlights. Okay, some of the highlights, reminiscent of our morality, of our ethics back in the day, right?
Or lack of.
Well, it depends on which side of the fence you're looking from. But okay.
It's usually through the fence.
Through the fence. Yeah. Who'll carry the mail? I'll carry the mail. Anyway. All right.
I still like the nickname Boss Hog for you, Doug.
For me? Boss Hog? Am I that? Do I look like that?
No, you got a tan sporting like you're he just does. But
you're a skinnier version of Boss Hog.
And you don't have the bullhorns on the car, so that, I don't know.
Dress nice.
Well, yeah, that.
Okay. You do dress nice. You always look good.
And that's to cover my other inadequacies, such as the lack of intellect. Okay. My mother used to tell me when I was growing up, she said, dress sharp, think big, because you really ain't got nothing else going for you. You know, I'm kidding, but anyway.
My parents said it's better to be silent and thought stupid than to open your mouth and remove all doubt.
Exactly. and I live by that, really, because there are times that I want to open my mouth and I'm thinking to myself, yeah, okay.
Same here.
Yeah. Before we get to HagmanPI.com, Randy Taylor, I want to play this. This was going to be the cold open on this, but this is only 33 seconds in length. We're tired of being lied to. We're tired of being in occupied territory. We're tired of being harassed. And I want to say this. The things that you don't know, there are... us and other, I'm not going to name names. You know who they are. Owen Schroyer, by the way, was just sentenced to 60 days in jail. His crime, despite what you hear in the media, okay? Now, I really, really like Owen. I spent a lot of time with him. I spent some time with him in Branson, Missouri. I spent some time with Eric and I think, didn't we spend some time with him in D.C.? I don't remember.
A little bit. We crossed paths a lot.
Okay.
We were both really busy.
Yeah. Owen is, and I'm really serious about this, when you sit down and speak with him, he's one of the most intelligent and the nicest guys you'll ever want to speak to. But
Jones wouldn't keep him around if he wasn't.
Yeah, exactly. But... to get 60 days in jail for what, for speaking out, it's not because he entered a restricted area within the Capitol grounds. It wasn't because he didn't complete 32 hours of community service. Okay, stop listening to what others are saying and go right to the source, right to the court documents. It was because he dared open his mouth in favor of investigating a fraudulent election. Now, we are paying a price for that. We are challenging all of the lies, and therein lies one of the themes of the program. And again, I don't want to monopolize this. I just have a few things to say.
Insert the whole list. Mike Lindell.
Yeah, Mike Lindell.
It's endless.
And we did play Mike Lindell. Randy Taylor, was that with you that we played Mike Lindell? Or no, that was my solo. We had a schedule conflict. You didn't see Mike Lindell.
Right.
That was on Monday. Maybe we can dig a little bit of that back up, because Mike Lindell, again, would give you the shirt off of his back. He's been through hell and back. He got himself out of a tailspin and you know, by the way, the left, the communists hate that when you pull yourself up by your bootstraps. You know,
it's super sickening. Nice dude, but you poke him.
Yeah, and I've said,
poke you harder.
I saw a snippet of him at his deposition.
Okay, that's what we have. I've got 35 minutes of edited or jump edits. Okay, in other words. It condensed from his deposition. Yep. Otherwise, it's boring. It's like watching paint dry. If you've ever been to a deposition,
oh yeah,
it's it's horrible. But But a couple of things. Number one, I don't believe we're going to have elections because we are at war. If we do have elections, I can guarantee freaking to you one thing. Biden will not be on the ticket. Okay? He's not going to be on the ticket. Biden, no. If we have elections, I don't think that we will have, let me clarify this, normal elections. There's going to be something when everyone looks back, they're going to say that really was not an election by definition. Okay.
But, you mean like the last one? Yeah.
No, no. Gotcha. I mean, worse than the last one. Worse. Yeah. Because they're not even trying to hide this anymore. But so let's play the 33-second clip. Go ahead.
To what extent?
To what extent? I don't know yet. I don't know. I haven't.
You think they'll completely shut down voting booths?
I think
just that, go straight mail.
That's one possibility. I think that there could be a suspension, even though during the Civil War we had elections. Okay, I get all of that, but we're not in that mindset. I think that it's very possible that they could say, because of the because of what's taking place, and they're timing this impeachment inquiry. By the way, think about the timing of this impeachment inquiry, as well as taking Trump out.
And swinging another round of COVID in there.
There you go. So
okay, so that works up in Canada too.
And you're right. Now, for those who don't know, just tuning in, because why? Because we're growing by leaps and bounds. We're outpacing our supply lines, by the way. But for those who don't know, Randy Taylor has impeccable sources, although he's physically in the continental United States. He's got
at this moment, yes.
Okay. He's got impeccable sources up in Canada. So
yeah.
You never know where he's gonna pop up. You know, I could get a call
in the Philippines.
You never know. Doug, pick me up.
So you know
Doug, call the lawyer.
And by the way, we're going to be talking about calling a lawyer.
I'll bet.
Okay. Look, the harassment is beyond anything that you can possibly imagine. But let's play the 33-second clip. This is kind of an outlier to what we're going to be talking about, but I figured this should be shouted from the rooftops. This should be played on every station. This is perhaps one of the greatest clips you're going to see. Okay, now they bleep the F word. And, well, that's a good thing, especially for the station in West Virginia. I want to say hello to the West Virginia folks. Okay, go ahead and play it.
SpaceX CEO Elon Musk has recently confirmed a report that last year Musk blocked access to his Starlink satellite network in Crimea. Should there be repercussions for that?
Not at all, Jake. Elon Musk saved the world from a bigger war by refusing to accept Zelensky's demands.
Really? None of this concerns you?
Not at all. And I think you should be happy about it, too. But you're not, because you work for CNN, and CNN is a warmonger who profits more as the war escalates. So, f*** you, Jake.
Let's play that one more time. Okay, one more time, if you don't mind. Because
SpaceX CEO Elon Musk has recently confirmed a report that last year Musk blocked access to his Starlink satellite network in Crimea. Should there be repercussions for that?
Not at all, Jake. Elon Musk saved the world from a bigger war by refusing to accept Zelensky's demands.
Really? None of this concerns you?
Not at all. And I think you should be happy about it, too. But you're not, because you work for CNN, and CNN is a warmonger who profits more as the war escalates. So, you, Jake.
You can't argue with that ending, can you, Randy Taylor?
No, that's our sentiments exactly.
Yes. Now,
the guy had the guts to say it. That's what I admire.
Do you think he'll be invited back to CNN? Probably not. Man.
No, I don't think so. No. Yeah.
I would do that. In a heartbeat, you know that, and Randy Taylor would do that, and Eric the Tech would do that, because here's what we need to do. If we're at war, we have to act like it, and we're not acting like it. Yeah. And we're at war with our own people. You know, out of the 535 members of Congress, the executive branch, the judicial branch, and really everyone within the D.C. swamp, we're at war. But let me.
We're at war with the left, period.
Well, the left.
I'm at war.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. I'm at war with every one of these leftist pukes. These people that watch this going on and think it's okay. The ones that claim that there is no two-tiered justice system. Explain to me how those people were being arrested for January 6th. They didn't even go in the building. But when a bunch of people crashed into the speaker's office a day or so ago, no arrest? What? Yeah.
You know, I've got...
They forced their way in to his office, the Speaker of the House.
Yes.
Congress.
Yes.
They forced their way into his office. He did not invite them. At least the people on January 6th had the doors opened by the police and were invited in.
And did you see that?
If you can't...
That one moron that had the T-shirt HIV positive? Did you see that?
Yeah. I don't get this. How a person, and let's just flop it all around. And if we were on the right and this is going on, if we were, I'm going to tell you right now, if I'm on the right, and let's say that January 6th happened and the Democrats were upset and they crashed into the Capitol, like the people on January 6th did.
Yeah.
However, whatever means got them in the building, I would not. I would be barking, and we would be talking about on the show how wrong they are, how they're being wrong by getting 20 years, how they're being wrong for being put in jail for voicing their opinion. We have the right to protest. We are a democratic republic. We have a right to our opinion. And we watched, and what was it? Black Lives Matter. We've seen them in D.C. We've seen Antifa. We've watched these people ravage our nation, burning down cities, murdering people, and we're not seeing anything like what they're doing about January 6th. And what they're doing there is just to scare everybody away. Well, I got news for you, government. All you're doing is pissing people off. And don't think that it's going to stop because you handed out a bunch of sentences on January 6th. All he did was piss a bunch of people off. Quit kicking the dog. The dog did not bite you on January 6th. And I'll throw this one at the Democrats, too. If you had nothing to hide, then why didn't you show us you had nothing to hide? Why didn't you say, I would have stepped out there if I knew there was a legit election and I knew that I won. I'm Joe Biden. Or I'm Donald Trump, and I want, but people are screaming and wanting to protest and just going nuts in Washington, D.C. I would absolutely say you can have a recount. I firmly believe I won. You can have a recount. You know why? Because that would put everything to bed. But no, they didn't do that, which tells you they had something to hide.
Amen to that.
I'm telling you.
Now,
if you got nothing to hide, you will throw your cards on the table, baby.
Exactly, and I this kind of segues into.
Sorry.
I'm glad.
This pisses me, Doug. It pisses me off beyond belief. I want to go down there and bust every one of those people out of their cells that were locked up. I'm furious. This is infuriating.
We may have that opportunity.
It may come to that. I'm tired of this.
I wish
I was 20 years younger, Doug.
That's why God made children.
They're not on a wheelchair most of the time.
I'll push. You can ride. We can swap once in a while,
We'll get it done.
But you segued into something, okay? Remember when the left was diametrically opposite? I mean, 180 degrees opposite of what they are today. What happened? Okay. I want to show you folks something. Please go to HagmanPI.com and look at the latest. This the title of this report that I wrote is Lessons from Wilbur and Fannie, Jimmy and Billy. The Bidens are an unaffordable liability. Now, for those people who are listening to this by radio, let me go through this very quickly, and then I'm going to turn it right back to RT here. I do write this, that anyone with a few working brain cells and the intellectual honesty to look at the incontrovertible facts can't say it much better than Representative James Comer. Investigating the Bidens is like tracking a bleeding bear through a snowstorm. There's evidence everywhere. And in that same spirit as the 1975 movie Jaws, I would add that should charges ever be filed, hey, you know what? We're going to need a bigger printer, okay? Because, and more toner, I should add. I certainly did not need my investigative training and decades of experience to look at the documentation properly authenticated to conclude that Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., also known as Robert Peters Robin Ware, J.R.B. Ware. And by the way, when I got the
Peter?
Pedo Peter but yeah, as well. But when I got the copies of the hard drive, I did not connect those aliases to Biden. Okay, let me just quickly go through this because this to me is extremely important. Okay, again, I was given two copies by someone with somewhat close ties to the Department of Justice at the time, right before the 2020 election. And I wrote about my findings. Folks, you can find all of those at Wisconsin Christian News if you are a subscriber, okay? And I would urge you to subscribe and donate because they're the last paper of record, in my view, that will, in fact, give you the truth. But the Bidens sold out America to our adversaries for their own personal enrichment, some nearly 500 crimes documented. And although too numerous to mention here in this article, the benefactors include government and oligarchs in Russia. Isn't that ironic? China, Ukraine, and so on. Okay. The uniparty swamp, by the way, headed by Speaker Kevin McCarthy, that spineless, do-nothing piece of crap who now decides, well, we're going to form an impeachment inquiry. Okay, wow. Oh, beat still my friggin' heart. That should have been done day one. And yeah. McCarthy is a hostage. Is a hostage. But anyway, let me move on because I want to take you back in time very quickly here. Consider how far the body politic in America has fallen. First of all, October 9th, 1974. Remember Fannie Fox? She took a little dip in the Potomac River's tidal basin there. At the Jefferson Memorial, jumped out of the car. Wilbur Mills, the House Democrat, who was the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, a very critical position, was forced to step down, was stripped of his chairmanship due to his indiscretions, and was forced to step down. Wilbur Mills. Now, you see that paper right there? That's from that time period, from 74-ish. Now, moving forward very quickly, 77. Remember Billy Carter, the younger brother of James Earl Carter? Now, I researched the living daylights out of this, and I didn't find any reference to James Earl Carter ever referring to his younger brother as the smartest person he knew. Okay? Despite the fact that he had a 15% stake in his family's peanut business and his status as the owner and operator of a successful Plains, Georgia gas station. Now, according to published reports, Billy's gas station in Plains, Georgia, think about this now, think about Plains back in the 70s, was pumping over 40,000 gallons of high test. That's I'm dating myself there, of gas per month during the 1970s. Remember the dual oil embargoes? Faster than Costco was selling toilet paper at the onset of the COVID scamdemic. Okay, now, think about this. By the way, he's also selling 2,000 cases of Billy beer at the same time, out of the same place. Yeah, the executive he was. But let's invoke Hunter Biden now, shall we? Working through a beer, vodka, and whiskey-induced haze, reports are that by 1979, Billy Bob there, the president's brother, reportedly consumed a half a gallon of the hard stuff each day. A half a gallon. A half a gallon, I say. Yeah, that's more. Can you believe that? That's more than you drank, right? So William Alton Carter, rest in peace, he rose to historical prominence by endorsing Billy Beer, which was created by Falls City Brewing Company here in Pennsylvania during the 76 election cycle. That was a heck of a thing. Despite his personal preference for Pabst Blue Ribbon, and he did that as a kind of a marketing gimmick to show that he was one of the good old boys. However, he also became, and this is important, he also became the official spokesman for Peanut Lolita. Now, Randy Taylor, have you ever had Peanut Lolita?
No.
Okay.
Can't say that.
It's a 53 proof gritty peanut based liquor. Hey, never let any part of the peanut go to waste, right? But to be clear, Peanut Lolita is completely unrelated to Epstein's 727 aircraft, the formerly preferred transport of this century's degenerate elite, or any reference to Bill Clinton's genitalia, regardless of the alleged resemblance to the former presidential package. I had to add that in there because I don't want any confusion. Okay, so... Now, if you lived during that time and were aware during that time, you might recall this. Here you got old Billy Bob. And by the way, he was always the goof answer on the match game for when the answer was drunkard or stupid or moron or whatever. It was always Billy Carter as that answer.
He was the official doof for the country.
Yeah, he was. And now, folks, think about this in the context of Hunter Biden. Okay.
There you go.
So now, let me take you back because this is so important. Old Billy Carter is standing on the tarmac in Atlanta. Well, but I'll, let me go back to the article here. There was no internet back then. Billy was spared from being an overnight viral international meme, although that changed one day on an airport tarmac, that being Atlanta, the Atlanta airport. Nah, he didn't meet Loretta Lynch or then AG Benjamin Civiletti. No, he didn't do that. In a purely serendipitous encounter to discuss golf and grandchildren. Yeah, they think that we are that stupid. But what he did was this. Now, this next paragraph, if I may say so myself, I think that this is a paragraph of prose poetic writing. While awaiting the arrival of a Libyan delegation at the Atlanta airport, Billy casually whipped out his skin pickle amid a gaggle of reporters and diplomats and peed his name on the runway in full view of the press and dignitaries. Now, you can't. Can you think about that?
You can't make this up.
You cannot make this up.
No.
Okay.
It's brother.
Yeah, so much for gravitas. Okay, but his leakage, as intentional as it was, drew attention to something much bigger. And to this, the Biden crime family can relate. Bottom line, be it the son of a vice president turned president or the brother of a peanut farming president, influence peddling is nothing new. The difference in handling such matters, however, then and now is new. Back then, you had Gaddafi taking power September 1, 1969. Diplomatic relations between the U.S. and Libya went down the crapper. When official channels were, they cooled off, back channels opened, including the intellectual guy with the business prowess for peanut liquor, and that is Billy Carter. And he met with the Libyans at least three times during Jimmy Carter's presidency, at which point old Billy ended up with anywhere between 200,000, which, yeah, I don't think so, to 2 million in loans. How much did he pay back? $1,000 that we can document. What was the money for? Now, here's the end of it, and I'll just close with this. Back then, Jimmy Carter, you know, the stalwart man of the sweater-wearing man of integrity he was, said, look, I'm deeply concerned that Billy has received funds from Libya, and he may be under obligation to Libya. These facts will govern my relationship with Billy as long as I am president. Billy has no influence. He's gay, had no influence on U.S. policy or actions concerning Libya in the past, and he will have no influence in the future. Jimmy Carter said that August 4th, 1980. Hey, Biden, take a lesson from Jimmy Carter. That's the way to handle it. And I'm no Carter fan. Now compare that to what's going on today with, Joseph Robinette Biden's absurd dementia-laden denials, okay, and so on. The sheer number of SARS reports, 150 and counting, and the total amount of money known to have been received. We aren't talking peanuts, and yes, the pun was intended. But it's here I write, however, when Hunter Biden summons the ghost of Billy Carter and says, hey, hold my crack pipe and watch this. I'm going to end it there. But a couple of things. I was in communication with Jack Cashel. If you notice the aliases, of Joseph Robinette Biden, you know, Jill's husband. Oh my gosh, the Mr. Potato Head and Randy Taylor. I want your thoughts on this. Here's what Jack Cashel said. You know something? He said, Doug, I was looking at something here, and folks, this is important. This is absolutely important. Hang on a second. Let me grab, make sure I quote him exactly. I want your take on this. He writes, here's something that you might want to talk about. He was doing some research, and when he was reading my article, he started doing some research on the aliases. And he said, I lifted the following straight from Wikipedia. In this case, I checked it out and the information is reliable. Remember one of his aliases, Ware, Robin Ware? The Ware Group was a covert organization of the Communist Party USA operatives within the United States government back in the 1930s, run first by Harold Ware, 1889 to 1935, and then by Whitaker Chambers, 1901 to 61, after Ware's accidental death on August 13th, 1935. Harold Ware founded this group under the auspices of, are you ready for this? There are no coincidences. J. Peters, another alias of Biden. By the summer of 1933, Ware was a Communist Party official working for the federal government, Washington, D.C. The Ware Peters code name cannot be a coincidence. Your thoughts, and I'm going to shut up now.
Biden's bought and paid for. He's been bought and paid for a long time. We've got the 500 charges or whatever they're talking about Biden. There's way more than that. This guy goes back and back and back and back. This guy was one of the biggest racists in the legislative houses. And now he's jumping up and down like he's been, pro. What's the correct term today for black people? Is it
black people?
Is it, Black people. Okay.
I mean,
well, I'm trying. Well, that's the thing. See, in my life, we went through a bunch of name changes. When I was a kid, they were Negroes.
Yes, I remember.
Then they were African Americans. Okay.
Yep.
Then there were people of color. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
they can't decide on name. I don't want to ever be politically incorrect as far as I'm not a racist.
No,
so I don't want to sound. Yeah, but you know, people throw stuff at you. So I'm just going to say black folks. Okay,
you're a white guy. Those people are black. And
thank
story.
You. It's that simple.
Yeah,
but he's always acting like he's always been their best friend. You know, he despises black people. I don't care what he says.
If you don't vote for me, you ain't black, Jack.
Yeah, and let me tell you what, the degree of racism that he exhibited early in his political career, since I don't believe that he's born again and has found Jesus as his savior, that's hard to shed. You know what I'm saying? It's still there. It's just he uses these people like he uses everyone else. This guy's bought and paid for by the Chinese government. And Lord knows what other governments. There's crimes we will never know that have been committed by these people. And the crimes he has committed that we do know about, nobody's doing anything about it. I know they're talking about, for the umpteenth time, an impeachment inquiry. I don't know what they need to proceed with an impeachment, but everything's pretty much out on the table. That should be enough to get the ball rolling. And when you look at what they went after President Trump for and had to manufacture, and anybody wants to argue about that, hey, you know my phone email
call.
Address.
One was a phone call. The first one, a phone call. The other one, like, I don't recall.
Exactly. Thank you. And we don't even know on the phone call the accuracy of anything, because that army officer that came forward.
Okay, Vindman, your favorite guy.
Vindman, that guy makes my skin crawl.
He's on your Christmas card list, I hear.
Yeah, I'll bet. That guy, look at what Adam Schiff did and all the lies that were told and things were manufactured. And my point is, Donald Trump didn't do a hundredth. If he's guilty, he didn't do a hundredth of what Biden's guilty of. No, it's serious. We don't even know everything that Joe Biden and his son Hunter are guilty of. And I'm sure there's people already that are in the ground that know more about Biden. You know what I'm saying? There's things we just don't know. And Doug, you were talking before the show, somebody that was an investigator and wrote something turned up dead.
Yeah. This is a little bit different, but Christopher Sine, in fact, I sent you a link to the article. The subject line would be Christopher Sine.
Okay. But anytime somebody comes forward, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, briefly. Remember that tarmac meeting between Clinton and Loretta Lynch? Well, the man who outed that meeting, Christopher Sine, wrote a book, had a successful, the trajectory of his career was on the rise. And wouldn't you know it? I mean, doggone it. He got depressed and committed suicide right after, shortly after his book was published. Alabama anchor who broke Bill Clinton, Loretta Lynch tarmac story, dead at age 45. That'll be in the show notes. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't make this crap up. Everyone that Hillary Clinton runs into is either, dead or dying or on a list.
Go ahead. And it's like, it's just par for the course. Nobody even questions. The left doesn't question it. The right questions it. If you push it, you'll end up dead. I don't understand why the people are putting up with this. We're looking at, and when you do ratios, we're looking at a handful of people when you compare it to the population of the United States and Canada. If you look at the people that are screwing us and railroading us and deciding our future without our input, there's only a handful of them. They like to meet at Davos every year. Okay. It's a little town in the Swiss Alps. Small town, you know, tactical nuke kind of town, just a small little area. And these people are sitting there and determining what your future, my future, what our children's future and what our grandchildren's future is going to be. Didn't ask us a thing. And I don't understand why billions of people are why we're taking crap off of this small amount of clowns that are going to be easy to find in February. I don't get it. I don't know why they haven't been called out. Is something done?
Because we don't have. There's no one on our side. The Republicans are not on our side.
And you're right. They've been compromised.
Mitch McConnell's wife is Chinese, by the way. Mitch McConnell, for the love of everything that's holy, should be boxed up and put away.
And look at what that Swalwell guy. He's married to a spy.
Me love you. No, not married. He had married, an affair. Whatever. Me love you long time. Fang Fang.
Yeah. Okay. But the point is, when you're in bed, that's when people talk.
Yeah.
You know, the left has compromised. They've compromised the country. There's no barrier between us and China. And I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, what has China done that we don't even know about? Somebody was telling me that at the time that the Maui incident happened, there is indisputable proof of a Chinese satellite overhead at that time.
I'm just asking, what the hell about the balloons? I mean, have we ever, got a straight answer about that?
No, it just went away. See, that's the problem. We've been sold out. We're sold out. And folks, you got to get it in your mind, they're going to kill us one by one. See, the shots are coming back around already. Joe Biden, she had to put on a mask. As far as I'm concerned, that woman should wear a mask all the time. Okay? Get one that matches with her clothing that looks like my grandmother's drapes. All right. But they're coming at us again. And you cannot tell me. I'll just say I'm in my 60s. You cannot tell me that the way of the future is that people are going to have to don a mask every couple of years. Bullshit. And if that's the case, that someone's over there manufacturing viruses, we should just nuke China. Be done with it. Because I don't think, you just can't sell that to me, that every couple of years, and this was God's design, that we're going to have to wear a mask. Mathematically, it does. I try and assign math to everything when there's a complex question. It doesn't work out. It doesn't come up.
That, interesting.
Stop and think about
interesting.
It.
Interesting, yes.
Doug, you're a little older than I am. Did you... You cannot tell. We went our whole lives and fought all kinds of diseases growing up and all. And we didn't run to it. Nobody ran to a mask. I remember, I've been inoculated for Lord knows what. When I went to the military, I remember 2 days of inoculations and over 30 different inoculations. Okay. And it was given to us in a gun. Almost like a hydraulic gun, and you hurt like hell the next day. But and I know it was over 30. That's a fact. I inoculated for everything, and then I watch them when they're administering these COVID shots. There's that much liquid in that syringe.
Yeah.
Now you stop and take that and multiply that. If that's the size of an inoculation, and you can do that by my 30 shots. I'd have been in there for 2 weeks getting shots in the Army. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have enough space on your arms because I'm looking at mathematically, none of this makes sense to where you could tell it and it's believable. And I read these people and on social media is you really want to see where the doofuses of society are. Go on social media.
Well, okay? That's their life. They never get out of the basement.
And you go there and you listen to the crap that they spew. And here's the point. One that really kills me, Justin Trudeau. I don't want anybody, spreading COVID to my children. That's why they should have a shot. Really? You got all these people that are inoculated. Have your shots there, Mr. Trudeau. And guess what? They still spread COVID. guess what? They still get COVID. What's the point to your shot, little man? Well, it's a death shot, you piece of shit.
That's a death
shot. I'm sorry. Shot. Yes. Excuse me. It's a death shot.
No.
What I just said, I mean that directed at Justin Trudeau. I can't stand that little piece of scum. Okay? The best part is he just went over to India and embarrassed the hell out of himself.
Yep.
And I love it. I love it because the Indian people don't give a damn about Justin Trudeau, Castro's little sperm boy. There's one dictator that needs to go. I know that you think it's a democracy up north. Folks, I'm going to tell you right now, anytime you want to go to Canada with me, I can take you up there and show you it's not a democracy. It's being run by a little tyrant.
And his chicky girlfriend, Christine Freeland.
Oh, Christia Freeland, there's a piece of work. Yeah. I'm going to come out and tell you what to do with your grocery bill wearing $1,200 sneakers. Yeah. And tell you that, you know, you should be happy to pay the carbon tax up there. They're indiscriminately slapping taxes on people up in Canada. Thank God I'm on disability. Okay. And I'll just tell you right now, if the U.S. ever starts doing that, indiscriminately slapping a carbon tax on, the good thing is my disability is so little, it doesn't even hit the tax line. No, I'm serious. That's no joke.
I know.
H&R Block, I'm the easiest guy at H&R Block. It's like, oh, hey, him. Boom, boom, boom. You can do it on a napkin. Because my income never hits that, you know. And for the record, this isn't a paying gig here, folks.
Nope.
I do this because I love you. I want you to stop and think about it. Do something for your country. And I want you to do something for the Hagman Report while I have your attention, please. I know, and God bless you, the people that are supporting us. Folks that aren't supporting us, I know it's tight, but we're not asking for much. A couple bucks a month. And that, I know, look, we got to be worth a cup of coffee. We've got to be worth that. And if you're feeling like buying coffee, by the way.
There it is.
Just when you thought you were safe from the coffee sales guy. Here you go. Listen, this Hagman coffee is awesome coffee. And the point being, you can go to the store and buy beans. These beans, I'll stack them up against anybody, any brand out there. And the cool part is, people that like that brutally strong coffee, try this, Detective's Choice. It's right on the website. First of all, you need to go to the website today. I want you to read Doug's article. That's important. Please read the articles on the website. Doug goes a great deal of time. And I've been falling a little behind on getting articles up there. I'm probably going to do an article this weekend.
And you're a gifted writer. You've got a lot of archived articles at Hagman PI. Just search for Randy Taylor, folks, and you can read his stuff.
And the cool part is, if you go back and read Doug and I's stuff, we knew these things were happening. And we knew bad guys when we saw them. We knew Obama was a bad guy. We nailed that guy. We nailed it. Oh, we hit it right on the head. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't care if Obama is a homosexual. I really don't. What I care about is he'd lie about it. Because if you lie about something simple like that, you'll lie about anything. And we know that this little worm is trying to run the government from an office about 8 blocks from where Joe Biden polishes his seat with his ass. All right? The White House. Those are not the round room. The Oval
Room. Or Sully's the seat, you know, with his diaper.
Well, there's that. Yes, it depends. He would be great for a Depends commercial.
But you said something about Obama.
Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. You said something about Obama. And,
yes, sir.
And one of the most troubling videos I saw with Senator Kennedy. Obama brought this into America, the foundation of America. Obama brought this in. And it was easy because we, as Americans, threw God out of America. Okay. Take a listen or take a watch to video 5. This would be a separate entry I sent to Eric the Tech. Okay. This is
what's good is how our conversations keep sliding into videos that they're lined up. Perfect.
I'm going to tell you something. It's almost like you had a copy of the show prep beforehand. But
actually, I do, but I haven't geared the conversation towards it. You know me, I just babble. Blah, 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 blah. But my wife don't listen to me, so you guys have to.
But this is why we work so well. But here's the thing, okay? You had Obama back in the 80s. You really don't know who Obama. No one knows who Obama is. He's a creation of the CIA. He's a creation of the Five Eyes. He's a creation of the intelligence community. He was brought in to usher in immorality, to destroy our moral foundations, to take any kind of spirituality out of the country, but more importantly, to destroy the country.
And to put a friendlier face, the U.S. was really getting real tired of the Arab Spring and George Bush.
Yep.
So they brought him in conveniently with the name Hussein and slid him in front of the American eye so that any aggression towards the Middle Eastern people under his command didn't look as bad as when George Bush was doing it.
Yep.
That was their reasoning, even though both presidents were a piece of garbage, two pieces of garbage.
Yep.
Okay. Obama was another psyop. If you think about it, though, brought in by the globalists to smooth things over with the American people so they could continue the Arab Spring, get rid of Mubarak, Muslim Brotherhood, try and slide them into power in Egypt. Yep. You know, the things kept happening.
Yep.
Things kept right on happening all the way up to the border of Syria, where things got tough for the U.S., NATO, and the Syrian freedom fighters. Let's not forget them, you know, a.k.a. Al-Qaeda.
And this is what Benghazi was all about. We've been through this, you know. But yeah. When you mentioned Obama, okay, think about, okay, I'll mention this as well. Being at Ground Zero shortly after it happened, speaking with the detectives there and some people in city government, New York City, if I would have said in October of 2001 to the individual next to me, in 7 years, you're going to have a president named Barack Hussein Obama, that person would have beaten the living hell out of me. Okay.
Yep.
Yep. Or ask the question, so we got captured?
Yeah.
But even worse than that is the underpinnings of the what's taking place today, which is the groundwork for the army against all of us. Watch Senator Kennedy in video 5 in the show notes. Here it is.
Us to do. Let's take two books that have been much discussed. The first one is called
Child Warning.
All Boys Aren't Blue. And I will quote from it. I put some lube on and got him on his knees, and I began to slide into him from behind. I pulled out of him and kissed him while he masturbated. He asked me to turn over while he slipped a condom on himself. This was my ass, and I was struggling to imagine someone inside me. He got on top and slowly inserted himself into me. It was the worst pain I think I have ever felt in my life. Eventually, I felt a mix of pleasure with the pain. Close quote. All boys aren't blue. The second is another much discussed book. I'm sure you're familiar with it. It's called Genderqueer. Okay. Let me read an excerpt from that. Quote, I got a new strap-on harness today. I can't wait to put it on you. It will fit my favorite dildo perfectly. You're going to look so hot. I can't wait to have your cock in my mouth. I'm going to give you the blowjob of your life. Then I want you inside of me. End quote. Now, Mr. Secretary, what are you asking us to do? Are you suggesting that only librarians should decide whether the two books that I just referenced should be available to kids? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Okay. Tell me what you're saying.
Well, first of all, there's this.
Don't give me a speech. Tell me what you're asking me to do.
With all due respect, Senator, the words you spoke are disturbing, especially coming out of your mouth is very disturbing. But I would also tell you that we're not advocating for kids to read porn, to Senator Booker's
point.
What
are you advocating for?
We are advocating for parents, random parents, not to have the ability, under the guise of keeping kids safe, to try and challenge the world view of every single manner on these issues.
You're getting conceptual again.
I'm not getting conceptual.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Because I want to know what you're recommending. It sounds to me like what.
I stopped it there because, you know.
I like that guy.
Yeah.
I think he's one of the few that I believe is working for us.
And when you track the people behind this, it all leads to Obama's people.
Yep.
And Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn and Clyburn and Piven strategy and all of that.
Yeah. They couldn't take it through terrorist acts, but they're taking the country now.
And you know, that was really difficult for me to play. As much as you think I like the, you know, but people think I like the sensationalism of it. No, that's read into the congressional record. Imagine reading that. Imagine 20 years ago.
Oh. My wife and I were discussing this, and she said that eventually, and when you look at just human nature, eventually somebody's going to walk into a school board meeting and blow everyone of them away.
I agree.
And they're going to come back about guns and that and blah, 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 blah. Won't have a thing to do with guns. It's going to be about a parent that's had enough. And what's going to do is going to create a chain reaction. And I'm not saying that I condone that. I'm just telling you what's going to happen.
Yep.
Because people are frustrated. People know that no one's listening to them. I mean, look at this. We're talking about Congress. And you got some pipsqueak here arguing with the honorable congressman. What?
Yeah, we're not trying to ban books. I mean, we're not trying to push these books, but we're certainly not going to take them out.
Yeah, what a roundabout answer. And tell you what, I'm not one for going down to the library and burning books, except the garbage that's going into print today is not, because people keep going back to when they were burning books in the 50s and 60s. It was a different world back then. Okay, you didn't have little Johnny poking his buddy in the butt, okay, back in the 50s and 60s in school books. Not even close.
Yeah. By the way, while you're talking, can you pull up the comments section on that Twitter? Okay, never mind. We can't. And it would be obscene anyway, so never mind.
Yeah, but it's unbelievable that people... A lot of people are people that don't even have children are piping off about this.
Yes.
And then you've got, and here's the ones that make me sick. The leftist parents that seem to think this is okay. And here's the sad part. We have to protect their children from them. There's the sad part. I would not want my 4, 5, 6, think about it, Doug.
Yeah.
Sometimes and I'm sorry, the conservative right sometimes has to be like a tough love parent.
Yes, you're exactly right.
We have to. We are a tough love parent because, and I don't understand, it's because of the programming and the media and everything that's gone at these people that unfortunately didn't have a strong foundation from their parents. And we're thrown into this world. and didn't have that Christian background, that strong foundation from mom and dad, telling you what was right and wrong and building into you a sense of morality, even the simplest sense of morality. Now you have these people have voters' cards and their parents. That's why we're in trouble. That's why we are in trouble. The morality level is dropped.
Okay. Now, because in the interest of time here, I just want to show you this. Now, you're on a roll, and I appreciate this, but all of this is connected.
Yeah.
We have been intimately involved with the Department of Justice and the FBI at different levels as operational assets.
A long time ago.
Don't hold that against us.
No. You go back to the early 2000s, and it was capped. I'll tell you right now, any cooperation from Doug and I after 2008, when Obama came into office, trust me, we cut all ties to the federal government.
Amen to that.
And if anybody wants to dispute that with me, you know my email address. And talk bad about me again in public. Double dog dare you. I'll come to your house and kick your ass right off this planet.
I totally agree.
Don't you ever question my integrity. Don't you ever question my integrity.
You know, that's one thing that we...
Yes.
Look, we're fighters, okay? Yeah,
You don't question my friend's integrity either, Mr. Hagman. I'll kick your ass for the same reason.
Thank you. But because we are outspoken, here is what is taking place today.
Yeah.
I want you to watch this. This is from a Twitter video, video number 4 in the show notes. This is happening all across the United States. What bothers me about this is with the two FBI agents you're going to see is a county sheriff. This happened in Atlanta. Okay.
Allowing this.
That sheriff should have booted these jackbooted thugs the hell off this gentleman's property. But watch
they
this
have,
because this is what you're saying.
Yeah, they have the right to do that.
They 100% have the, not only have the right, but they have the obligation.
Obligation. Yes, sir.
Okay, now, this is what is going, this is what, when you go to the school board, when you start a podcast, wink, wink, nod, nod, you know, hey, when you speak out on a podcast or a broadcast, this is what happens. Watch this.
And who were you with?
FBI. You can't film it. You can see it, but you can't film it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Bob, you can... Your name?
My name is Russell Gooch.
And you are with?
FBI.
And you are?
Investigator Kevin Thomas with the Jackson County Sheriff's Office.
Okay. State your presence.
State my presence, or why we're here to talk to you? I'm here to talk to you, see if you can give us a little help. Be honest.
On what?
I can discuss it, but we need to sit down and talk first.
About what?
About what?
Yeah.
Well, the FBI has a lot of programs going on where we try to identify some situations or people or groups that may be of interest in. You're not in trouble. You haven't done anything wrong, but you may know somebody that put the hair on the back of your neck up that you'd be willing to talk to us about, and that's why we're here to talk to you.
I'm sorry. I can't talk about something like that.
Okay. So you're not willing to talk to us?
No, not unless I'm under arrest.
No. You haven't done anything.
Okay.
You haven't done anything. Okay.
So, I hope you understand my concern.
Absolutely. You haven't done anything.
Okay.
Yeah. But you understand why we're here.
No, I don't.
I just explained it to you.
I understand what you said, but I don't understand why you're here.
You don't understand why I'm here?
No.
Okay. Jim, have you done anything that may get you some publicity in the past?
I'm not going to answer any questions.
Okay, but the reason it's you hadn't done anything wrong, but you're known. and you're known to have association with sometimes some people in your groups. There's always one that does something, and then everybody looks at the group and says, hey, we should have been talking to some people that knew this guy beforehand so that we could have prevented something.
You know, I see that in a lot of groups, like Antifa, and I don't see nobody from the FBI going after them people.
Have you seen the FBI not talk to anybody? No. You don't know what they're doing.
I know they're beating people up and nobody's doing anything about it.
Well, that's something that they need to address.
Like that guy at Berkeley who just got attacked because he's a conservative and he's on video and he's still not arrested.
Listen,
okay?
We're not going to discuss politics, okay? That's not why I'm here. I'm here to see if you can assist us.
That's exactly
why
they're there.
Identify anybody that you may know.
I can't. I'm sorry. I can't help
you. That would be of concern to you and of concern to anybody else.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't assist you.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. Now, if you have a warrant or something,
we don't
you
know, have a, if you, Jim, I'm here friendly talking.
Okay.
If I had a warrant, do you think there'd be three people here?
No, no, because you come in gangs, just like you are now.
No, I just saying again.
Okay, three is a gang over one of me.
It's not one of you. You got two of you right now.
Because he's local, and we thought that'd make you feel more comfortable.
Nothing makes me feel comfortable when any police are at my door asking me.
Well, if you change your mind, you can call Atlanta FBI.
Call the Atlanta FBI.
Ask for us. And,
we're trying to get your help.
We'll talk to you. Okay?
How much you paying?
Well, that depends. What kind of help you can provide?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Wait, now you're interested.
Wait a minute. It's got to be worth my while.
That depends. Entirely on what you provide.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll think about it.
Okay.
All right?
So it's the Atlanta FBI office.
Okay.
Okay. So just look them up.
By the way, did you guys ever take care of the complaint I sent in?
What did you send in?
I sent in about someone trying to... steal my credit card information online.
That wouldn't be an FBI issue.
Yeah, sure it would.
No.
All right.
Secret Service, if it's a major network, the Secret Service deals with that.
Okay.
Did you call them?
No.
Did you call the locals?
Yes. They told me that it's an FBI issue.
No.
So,
it's not.
You know, see, you get no help.
Yeah.
You know. No.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. I'll let you know if I'm interested in helping you.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it.
All right. You guys have a nice day.
So, Randy Taylor, how long of a conversation would you have with those mopes?
You have a warrant? No. Get the off my property. End of story. I got no conversation with them. I
get off.
I know
my
how
property.
It works. Now, let me tell you something. Don't let them in your house.
Nope.
Do not let them, if you're going to have a conversation, do like that guy did. In fact, step out the door and pull the door shut behind you. Make it quite clear your home is not open to them. He did, caught off guard. He did very well. I think he did very well handling the FBI there. The problem being now is next time they do come, it will be with a warrant.
Well,
that sheriff, is a disappointment. That sheriff, you should be ashamed of him. You have a sheriff has the right to stop the FBI. If they can do it over sanctuary cities and ICE cannot come in and make arrests in particular cities, trust me, that should let you know that your sheriff, it's just like when they want to come and get guns. Many sheriffs have spoken up and said, not in my county. Don't come here, because he has the right to stop the federal government. He was given that right. Every sheriff in the United States. I'm sorry, if I was a sheriff, I'd be handling things totally different. They'd know better than to come to my county harassing anybody. Especially over patriotism matters. Now, you want to come in, there's a legitimate crime. You want to help the man about his credit cards. I'll let you talk to somebody, but they would know, don't you ever, ever come to a door in my county without me standing there. I'm sickened by what law enforcement has become. And here's the sad part. I've always backed the blue. I've backed the blue in the street. I backed the blue when the prisoners were actually running, and I tackled two of them. Thank God they had harnesses on, leg harnesses. They were doing that great a job of running, but I got them on the ground. One deputy with a van full of these people. I mean, I've stepped in with the cops many, 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 many times in my life. Now, when I see them and some lady doesn't have a mask on at a football game and they're laying hands on her, I got a problem with that. I got a problem with that. And I don't back the blue at that point. And if I saw,
that's
if
why
if
we're
I,
at
I'm
war.
Serious.
We're at war.
We're exactly where we're at war. And like Doug said at the beginning of the show, and it's been the theme throughout the show, we are at war. And we will be at war until we win the war. And I know there's people, we got people out in our listening audience that are confirming, you know, this God's coming. And yeah, I know God's coming. I just don't think it's tomorrow. Okay.
What's your plan B? Plan A, yeah, God's coming. What's your plan B?
Thank you. People have been saying God's coming since Jesus died.
Yep.
Realistically, I take you back to history and points where things were so devastated and Christians were terrified. I mean, come on, Christians were being murdered at different times in history. Don't you think they thought that was the end times? Come on, read history. And we know not the hour. And if you read King James Version and you understand what he's saying, we know not the hour, doesn't give you the right to say what day it is, and we just don't know the hour. He's making a point. You don't know when. Always live as a Christian. And I had complacency got us where we're at today, folks. Something's going to change. It has to change, or we're done. That's all I'm going to say. Something has to change. Oh, we're finished. And those your children and your grandchildren. I love my daughter.
Oh.
And I want to say something. Staunch conservatives in my family, to the point that family members won't talk to us. Okay. And let me tell you something. My daughter had a birthday last week. Nobody in the family called and wished her a happy birthday. You want to know who called and wished her a happy birthday? My two friends right here, Doug Hagman and Eric. That's who called and wished my daughter a happy birthday. This is the price we pay for being conservatives. This is the price we pay because we don't want our children talking about penises in school. If you met my in-laws, you would scream because all that's cool with them. They're going to be fine in 15-minute cities. I guess they're okay with that and eating fake food and manufactured, scientifically grown meat. People, you need to get right with God, okay? And then you need to look at what's coming. You need to look at the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, the World Health Organization. If it's got the word world in front of it, it's trouble. And your destiny and your future, hey, you might live through it the next few years, but your children and grandchildren won't. They're going to be slaves. Slaves in the true meaning of the word. Slaves. Working for a bunch of billionaires that meet every year in a town in the Swiss Alps and are trying, and millionaires and politicians are deciding our future. And we didn't ask them to. And it's a grim future. I think Hitler had a better future planned. Not that I condone Hitler. I'm just saying that's how dismal this future is. I'm just using that for an example. Okay. Don't ever come at me being a white supremacist like that. I'll shoot you right out of the tree. All right. But ladies and gentlemen, Doug, you got grandchildren.
Yeah, and I do.
I look at them. I watch children out in public. I was sitting there and I was watching them the other day. And I was sitting there and I thought, you know, cute and all that. And then I'm looking and I'm thinking, dude, I got to do something.
When you see a picture of your grandson holding a teddy bear with a small dog sleeping at the foot of the bed so peacefully, and a granddaughter that is just most adorable, and you think that we, as parents, as Americans, as Christians, as conservatives, are going to put up with your crap that you're laying down for us, you have made a gross miscalculation, because we're coming for you.
You have mistaken our kindness for weakness, and that was a mistake.
That's right. I want to get this in. This is all part of the war.
Yep.
Okay, there's video one and video two. We only have time to play video two. This is Trevor Loudon on the conflicts of interest between China and the U.S. executive and legislative branches. One of the most important pieces of video you'll see. It's about 6 minutes long, and it'll give us time to wrap up. But watch this. Watch the video. Watch all of the videos in the program description box. But watch this now. Here it is.
Let's bring in, I want to say about Shameful, let's bring in Trevor Loudon. And Trevor, it's a perfect time, I think, to get you in here. I remember I met Trevor through Andrew Breitbart over a decade ago, I think before the 2010 Tea Party revolt. And I remember going to some, and we would go to these Tea Party things and give talks, and some of these were 50 people, right? And I would get to meet Trevor. And honestly, when I first saw his books and his information, there was so much. And I actually said, is this guy a nutcase? Because it was so documented on this communist Marxist infiltration of these people. And at first I was saying, it's too much. It can't be. Trevor, everything you said turned out to be true. This is what I call providential about the steal in the 2020 election. Because they flipped their face cards over and you see that these are hardcore Marxists. And it's clearly been trained for a long time. And I think the nation owes you a great amount of respect and thanks for how you've gone through and documented this and say, hey, just don't think this is some random occurrence. This has been a long road that they have taken to basically train a cadre that could not just, they would be the undercard for the elite capture. They would be pushing for elite merger. Trevor Loudon.
Well, thanks very much, Steve. And you're right. This is a very long-term process. And if you've looked at it from the Chinese point of view, you know, they're a weak nation. But the weakness, to take down America, they're going to have to get inside, and they're going to have to use America's open society and the left-wing inclination of many of its leaders to their advantage. And as they got richer, they started to spread the cash around, not just to their left-wing allies, but also into the conservative movement as well. You know, we all know that Mitch McConnell, for instance, should probably be investigated as well for his ties to China. But, you know, this is the thing. We're in a communist revolution. Almost all of Biden's cabinet are Marxist or pro-Chinese activists. There's at least 100 members of the House that couldn't pass a background check to drive a school bus. And there's about 40 U.S. senators who are deeply in bed with China, Iran, Cuba, and many other enemies of America. So the elite capture is in Hollywood, it's in Wall Street, but it's specifically in the U.S. House, the U.S. Congress, and the White House. That's where it's most evident. And that's not scrutinized at all.
Toss out a couple examples there, just like that, because this is your life's work, which has been so powerful, but this is already embedded into the system from years and years of training.
Yeah. Well, you look at two cabinet officers, two of Biden's cabinet, Julie Hsu, acting Secretary of Labor, and Deb Haaland, Secretary of the Interior. Well, Deb Haaland was a no-name, hard-left congresswoman from New Mexico. The first thing that Biden did when he took office was to cancel the Keystone Pipeline because Native Americans were protesting in the Dakotas. Well, those protests were organized by Judith LeBlanc of the Communist Party USA, which is completely loyal to China. Judith LeBlanc then mounted a major campaign, a political campaign, They had buses, they had celebrity endorsements, Mark Ruffalo, Sarah Silverman, Alyssa Milano, Cher, Hanoi, Jane Fonda, Deb for Interior, to make this no-name Secretary of the Interior. And Biden nominated this woman on the basically put there by the Communist Party USA. Now she's Secretary of the Interior, has oversight over 20% of this country, and she's shutting down every single energy lease she possibly can, from Alaska to Colorado, everywhere she can. You know, Biden has already drawn down our strategic oil reserve by 50%. He is stopping drilling everywhere possible. And just when we need oil, he is clamping it down. And Deb Haaland put in place, easily documentable by the Communist Party USA, is now following the plan, shutting everything down. She is working in the interest of our enemies against this country. The other one, Julie Su. Now, the Chinese have massive control over American labor. A pro-Chinese communist group called the Freedom Road Socialist Organization, by infiltrating the Teamsters, almost brought 230,000 Teamsters out on strike recently. United Auto Workers is about to go out and strike. And the communists are also planning to do big strikes in Southern California, hitting the port at Long Beach and all of the warehouses in the Inland Empire, which is a huge part of America's supply chain. They're deliberately targeting the supply chain. That's about to start. Now, Julie Su, who's acting Secretary of Labor, Biden can't get it confirmed, but he's leaving in position, is an old student Maoist affiliated with the League of Revolutionary Struggle, who was then mentored by two former supporters of the Communist Workers' Party, a militant pro-Chinese Communist Party, Stuart Kuo and Kent Wong. Kent Wong ran a parlor, the Asian Pacific American Labor Alliance. Stuart Kuo runs Asian Americans Advancing Justice and is also a member of the Committee of 100, Communist China's main influence operation in the country. They got her, basically their lobbying got her appointed as Deputy Secretary of Justice, Assistant Secretary of Justice. Marty Walsh left, now she's the Acting Secretary. She's a pro-China Maoist put in place by two of China's best friends in this country. The Chinese are about to take a whole bunch of American unions out on strike, crippling strikes that could bring America into recession, even depression, and she's going to be presiding over it. And I can tell you what side she's going to be on. That's two cabinet officers right now working in the interest of China. To cripple the U.S. economy.
And you can stop it there. You can watch the rest, Hagman PI. Brandi Taylor, 8 minutes or 7 minutes left. It's all yours. Naming names.
That man is very detailed.
You know, Trevor's been on the show. And in fact, you and I,
detail.
We are going to be speaking to Trevor Lawton. I'll just say that, folks.
I got a few people I'd love to get on the show. There's a couple you've mentioned. I hope we get them on the show. That'll be fantastic. There's one congresswoman I'd love to get on the show, and I've seen where she's been appearing. It's possible that she might. Wouldn't hurt to ask.
Yep.
I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
A little piss and vinegar on that one. I like her. But anyway, this gentleman is absolutely right. And here's the part that gets me. Why is the left letting this happen? I'm talking about the citizens. They're not understanding, when we talk about communism, what exactly we're saying. There is no example of communism in the world that is successful. There's not. I know that the communism was displayed as business models in college to some people and at university, and the mathematics seemed to make sense. No, because what it took to try and get that math to make sense was a lot of death and devastation.
You are so right.
so many people. Look, they're already dying. You died from the shots. Okay? You're dead. They're using everything against us. And then this whole January 6th thing, that's to discourage people. And try it as they may, it's not discouraging anyone. Because I firmly believe that if the U.S. people have had enough, they don't have enough cops in Washington, D.C. and the 10 surrounding states to handle what could march on Washington, D.C. And they need to be thankful that January 6th, and this is the one thing that they haven't given any credit to, because they're calling this an insurrection. And I looked up insurrection. I looked it up in a couple different dictionaries. The actual word insurrection says the words armed.
Yep.
Armed.
1828 Oxford Dictionary. That's right.
Thank you. Armed. These people weren't armed. So these little leftist pukes and on CNN, MSNBC, Twitter, Facebook, everywhere you look, calling them insurrectionists. You people are dumber than snot. And that's why we have a problem, is because you are dumber than snot. And look what you've let in. And you're glorifying it. Anyone that thinks Biden's doing a good job, like that big slob Rob Reiner, anybody that thinks that Biden is doing a good job needs their head examined. There's something wrong with you. There's pieces missing in your brain. Something's wrong. Because no one, I could present that to a couple 10 or 12 year olds. And they would call it. They would catch it. How is it that people of voting age can't see this? It's because of indoctrination, and they've been at it a long time. The thing is, guys like Doug, me, rough as our childhoods may have been, Eric, whatever. The point is, our parents instilled something in us. Something decent. Something good. Something righteous. Something fair. Something understood true equality. And that's the only reason this country hasn't gone under. It's because there's still well over 100 million of us. I think it's probably closer to 160 million of us are on the right track. But we got to do something. We got to do something. If we get the chance to vote, it's got to be such a blowout. I saw somewhere where someone, it was a left Democrat, was saying that the military should be brought in to oversee the elections. That would be interesting.
Gee, what did I say earlier about the face of the 2024 election?
Yeah, I mean, there's no telling what's going on. It's not going to be like anything you've ever seen. And it's going to determine something in this country. It's going to determine the future of the country, meaning that night. Okay? No one ain't going to get all the mail-in ballots. That night, that election better be right, or I'm telling you, that whole can of worms is open and there's no stopping it. And if we're not already going to be in a war, we may be in a war. And Doug had mentioned the only time that an election was paused was the Civil War. That's because it was happening in this country. We're at war.
It wasn't even paused back then. I should.
That's what I'm saying. Myself. Yeah. Okay. But the point is, I think we're going to be at war. And as of now, if they say there's no election or anything before that, there will be a Civil War.
Yep.
Okay, I'll just tell you right now, hands down, Civil War, the left will lose. The left is not ready. They will never be ready. One, they don't have the heart, determination, and the grit that conservatives do. They might jump up and down and scream and all. All you got to do is done. Okay? These are the guys that, you know, turn their guns in. Okay. So, if we, and if there's a, if there's anything stinks, even the slightest bit in that election, if there is an election and it stinks, this country will be in civil war. You, by Christmas of 2024, there will be bloodshed in the United States. I'm just telling you, if you haven't figured that out, and even if the government hasn't figured that out, that's what's coming. That's what's coming. And the thing is, and I hate to say it, Doug, it's almost inevitable because these asswipes aren't going to stop.
No, they're not.
That's the thing. They're not going to stop. They're going to do something stupid. And I hate to say it. Whatever needs to be done is going to be done.